Today in Business from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Here's today's spoken edition of Wired.
Brought to you by Quip. Journalists are calling Quip the Tesla of toothbrushes because the Quip electric toothbrush was designed from the ground up with everything you need and nothing you don't. Quip's electric toothbrush has sensitive sonic vibrations with a built-in timer and 30-second pulses. Plus, a new brush head, floss refill, and toothpaste are delivered every 3 months to keep your brush fresh. Sets start at $25. Get your first refill free at getquip.com/wired. getquip.com/wired. Bezos's $10 billion climate fund, Bluetooth bugs, and more news. Catch up on the most important news from today in 2 minutes or less. By Alex Baker Whitcomb. $10 billion fund, Jeff Bezos can control the planet's future. In an Instagram post this week, the world's richest man committed $10 billion of his personal fortune to set up the new Bezos Earth Fund, which will support scientists, activists, NGOs, any effort that offers a real possibility to help preserve and protect the natural world. While it's not clear exactly how the money will be spent, the amount easily dwarfs the $4 billion that 29 philanthropic organizations pledged to fight climate change in 2018, the largest investment of its kind at the time, and it could end up shaping the very nature of the climate movement. Bluetooth-related flaws threaten dozens of medical devices. Researchers from Singapore University of Technology and Design discovered 12 new Bluetooth bugs that potentially expose more than 480 devices, from fitness trackers and smart locks to medical tools and implants. These particular bugs can't be exploited over the internet, but a hacker within radio range can launch attacks to crash devices, disable their connection, or in some cases, take them over. Fast fact, 542. That's how many of the 2,666 passengers aboard the Diamond Princess cruise ship became infected with the COVID-19 virus, which has infected 75,000 people worldwide. The two-week trip left port on January 20th, and passengers spent 2 weeks in onboard quarantine. Wired recommends portable coffee makers. Home shouldn't be the only place you can make a good cup of joe, so our writers found the 10 best portable coffee makers you can pack in your suitcase or tuck into a corner of your desk to make sure you are never without life's sweet elixir.